Hey guys, it's Unfriendly Blur Talk. So tonight's episode is a little bit more, I guess, politically controversial. Don't mind my voice. I actually have a slight cold right now. But I don't typically talk about subjects like this, but it's kind of like getting out of hand. And it's also really out of our control, which is another thing that bothers me about it, that I do feel like I want to talk about it. I am not here to change anyone's mind. I simply ask that you have an open mind if you are against what I'm saying and just kind of listen. Because this is a big deal. So getting into it, I'm going to be talking about the Roe versus Wade argument. If anyone who doesn't know, this is basically the decision that had given us, or I shouldn't say us, but women in general, the right to have an abortion if the woman found need be. So here's my general stance on it. I simply believe, like, if it's not your body, mind your damn business. Like, I mean, it's really that simple. Because let's say, you know, I mean, this is kind of a bad comparison, but if I wanted to go chop my arm off for the sake of the fact that I felt like I would look better and be better if I did so, that is my personal choice. It really shouldn't be up to a government to tell somebody what to do with their body. And I think about this way when it comes to more than just Roe versus Wade, because even with just going back to legalized euthanasia with Dr. Kevorkian, like, I've always stood by that too, because if someone wants to die and they have, you know, maybe a terminal illness or whatever the case might be, I feel like that person reserves the right to do that and you know, take control of their own life. That's just my opinion. So, and you guys, again, you don't have to agree with me. This is just here for conversation's sake. So, I mean, as you guys probably know, I'm not in the Supreme Court. I can't do anything about this at the current moment. But I feel that everyone should kind of be made aware of both sides. So I found this website that is called ProCon, and I just want to go over each of the 10 pros and each of the 10 cons, like the most popular ones that people have. Okay, so I'm gonna read them side by side because they kind of coincide with each other. So the first pro that is listed is the U.S. Supreme Court has declared abortion to be a fundamental right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. This is a fact. And as far as I always knew growing up, I mean, again, I'm no, you know, historian. I'm no genius when it comes to this. This is not my area of expertise. But I've always grown up thinking that whatever was in the Constitution cannot be changed. So to me, this is troubling because this kind of opens up the gates to take away our other constitutional rights, such as the right to bear arms or the right to free press, things like that. So I think that, again, with what I just read, it literally says the fundamental right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Guaranteed, right? What does that word mean? Guaranteed means no matter what. Like, this is what it is. It's not going to change, right? So why is it that now they want to try to start changing stuff? In my opinion, this is something that's going to open up a huge can of worms, and it's going to become a problem. Okay, and with that kind of I guess debating that kind of point, the first con was that against abortion is that abortion is murder. So this, I mean, you're going to see this as a common theme in everything that I'm going to read. This is not really like a factual statement. This is kind of like an opinion base, very subjective, because again, from like the beginning of what I've always known is that most of the time when abortions are performed, the fetus, or maybe it's not even a fetus yet. So the thing inside your body is not yet a human being. Right? And so I'm reading this and it says unborn babies are considered humans by the US government. Okay, but again, who are they to say that? Science has always said that it's a certain point in developmentalism that's when they become a human being. So, okay, do I agree with aborting your baby at 8 months? Not necessarily, but I also think it's your right to do so if need be. I mean, there's a ton of things that could happen. I mean, what if you have the possibility to die? Or what if the baby, you know, has a very slim chance of life, or whatever the case is? Sorry, guys. So that to me is kind of like, it's a broad statement. And I think that if I were to sit there and watch a debate between someone who's pro-life and against that, I think that it would be very clear that one end is going to come from science and fact, and the other end is going to come from belief. Okay. So the next one, pro one, reproductive choice empowers women by giving them control over their bodies. This is also a fact. If you're taking away somebody's reproductive choice, you are in fact taking away their choice, which is someone having a choice is a part of having freedom. Okay, so this is also a factual statement. And like I said from the very beginning of the STIP video, I think that it's really like no one's business what you're trying to do with your own body. I can't really see it any other way. I'm sorry. And I'm going to open up the comments to this video because I really would like to know if I'm missing something here. But I don't even see there like being an argument. But I'm always open to hearing and playing devil's advocate and really understanding the other side of the argument, because obviously a lot of people agree with this. So, con two. Life begins at conception, so unborn babies are human beings with a right to live. Okay. Again, like I said, this is something that has been pretty much debunked by scientists. I've never heard a scientist say life begins at conception. So this is kind of like a very broad statement, which seems to be opinion based. And that's just how I'm seeing it. So the next one, pro three, personhood begins after a fetus becomes viable. That's exactly what I was just saying. Able to survive outside the womb, or after birth, not at conception. So how is it that this is like both an argument on both sides? There's only going to be one truth, right? And that's science. And from what I've seen, science says that it does not start at conception. I mean, it's just, I can't even believe I'm talking about this. But I have to, because it's really happening in a lot of states, and I just can't believe it. Anyway, so that's pro three. Con three is fetuses feel pain during the abortion procedure. That's not true. That's simply just not true. And like the thing that like really annoys me about this is that they get some doctor from, first of all, this is an adjunct associate professor from Utah. This person might be brilliant. I really don't know. But this is obviously not a very senior person to be talking about something like this. So it's very clear to me that they just took this from some, I don't know, thesis essay that this person wrote and ran with it, because this is not true. It's simply not true. So pro four, fetuses are incapable of feeling pain when most abortions are performed. That's what I just said. So now they've got Britain's Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, a quote from them. I mean, that should just tell you. Con four, abortion is killing of... I'm sorry, I cannot read today. Con four, abortion is the killing of a human being which defies the word of God. This is the one that annoyed me the most. Since when are laws and things like that define our country based off religion? okay? I'm not saying that I don't believe in God. I'm not saying that I do. That's really actually not even the point. The point is, it's not a religious thing. If you are religious and you're against abortions, then don't get one. Okay? This is not something that should be made into... God, I'm seriously getting so frustrated. This is not something that should be made into a rule because there are certain people in this world who believe that it goes against the Bible. Okay? Seriously. Pro 5. Access to legal professional abortions reduces maternal injury and death caused by unsafe illegal abortions. This is 100% fact, because if this thing does, you know, happen in most states, what I end up seeing happening is a lot of young girls, a lot of, I don't know, maybe mentally ill, or maybe a lot of people, whatever the case is, who don't have enough money to support a child, would resort to a more... unofficial way to carry out the action, which is going to introduce a lot more danger in general, and the baby would still be aborted. So, I mean, why are they trying so hard to stop this, you know? So, con 5, the decision in Roe versus Wade was wrong and should be overturned. Again, this is an opinionated statement. And even what I'm reading here, U.S. Supreme Justice Antonin Scalia stated that the right to provide to privacy defended in Roe v. Wade is utterly idiotic and should be considered binding precedent. Okay. Okay. Again, it has always been my understanding that we cannot change the Constitution, nor do I think we should try to do it now. Like, right now. Do you see what kind of world we live in? Like, my thing is, like, why is this, like, so important to these people that this must be overturned now? Again, that's why I think it's kind of, like, going bigger than that. Maybe they want to overturn some other stuff in there, and they're just kind of testing this out to see if we roll over and let them do it. This is wrong, man, in my opinion. Pro 6. Modern abortion procedures are not safe. Oh my gosh, you guys, I cannot read today. I'm gonna read that again. Pro 6. Modern abortion procedures are safe and do not cause long-lasting health issues such as infertility. And this is from a peer-reviewed study by, oh my god, Obstetrics and Gynecology. So that's a really big, like, health forum. They're basically just saying, like, if you get, like, an unofficial abortion, you could be kind of putting yourself in danger. And they're saying that modern abortion techniques are not doing that anymore. And then con 6, abortions cause psychological damage. Do you see how, like, stupid this is? Like, you don't think it would cause psychological damage to force someone to have a baby they don't want to have? And people act like it's so hard to accidentally get pregnant. It's not. I've never had an abortion, but I know people who have, and I also know that I know a lot of people who have had babies that had no idea they were pregnant, complete surprise, and some of them went and had the abortion and some of them didn't. But my point is, I think that forcing anyone to do what they don't want to do would cause psychological damage, not abortions. It's just stupid. The arguments are just stupid. Pro 7. Women who receive abortions are less likely to suffer mental health problems than denied abortions. That's exactly what I just said. It's gonna cause problems if you deny someone to do what they want to do. Con 7. Abortions reduce the rate or the number of adoptable babies. I don't even think I'm gonna talk about that one. Just, yeah. Pro 8. Abortion gives pregnant women the option to choose not to bring fetuses with profound abnormalities to full term. Yeah, That's what I said. I mean, some, and then this is, I'm reading this. Some fetuses have severe disorders that death is guaranteed before or shortly after birth. Okay. So in that particular case, why are they still saying that that would not be an exception? That's my thing. Okay, so con 8, selective abortion based off genetic abnormalities is overt discrimination. Just shut up. I can't even take this. I'm not even sure. I need to... So this is a .org website. So this is dead serious. Discrimination? Seriously? Is the reason why... Oh my gosh. I wish I was more articulate about this, but it's really just so idiotic to me. And I can't believe that we've been hearing them talk about this for years and years and years. But for it to actually come to fruition now in several different states is really shocking to me. Pro 9, women who are denied abortions are more likely to become unemployed, to be on public welfare, to be below the poverty line, and to become victims of domestic violence. Yeah, I mean, that could happen. It depends, you know, who we're talking about, but yeah, that can definitely happen. So con 9, women should not be able to use abortion as a form of contraception. And no one's saying that. Like, do you really think women want to, like, you think women want to get abortions every week? I don't think anyone's trying to do that. Like, realistically, who, like, that is such a silly argument to me. No one would want to do that. I mean, I don't know much about it, but I'm pretty sure it's not, like, a walk in the park. Like, I don't think people really want to go through that. So that's just a stupid argument. Just another one. Oh my gosh, how many are these? I'm not even going to read all of them because I'm really getting sick of these. So, pro 11. A baby should not come in this world unwanted. So, this is one of the pro sides, and I've got to just say, like, this is not a factual statement, so I don't have really anything to comment about that. I mean, this is just simply not factual. There's a lot of babies that come into this world, quote unquote, unwanted or whatever the case is, for different reasons. So I wouldn't really consider that like an argument. But con 11, the original text of the Hippocratic Oath, and for those of you who don't know, the Hippocratic Oath is like the oath that doctors take, and they swear in before they start practicing medicine. But ethically, it says it forbids abortion. Okay, then how come there have been doctors for how long and they've been doing them and whatever? I'm gonna pick one more, and yeah, I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but I just can't. Oh, okay. Let's do this one, okay? So, pro 14, abortion is justified as a means of population control. See, I think this is where people who are against abortion have a problem. Abortion is justified as means of population control. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that statement. Because for me, it simply comes down to it's your body. You know, if you feel like you don't have the means to take care of a baby or whatever the case is, like I said, you shouldn't really be forced to have one. So as far as population control, I think that's, you know, people looking at it on the larger spectrum. And I guess it would help with population control, but I also don't really think there's... No, I'm lying. There are a lot of people who get abortions, but I mean, as many people as there are in the world, I don't think that this is something that's going to significantly make a difference with that. That's my opinion. Maybe I can look into some numbers. Don't really know, but yeah, I don't really like the argument. But con 14, abortion disproportionately affects African American babies. This annoys me. This really annoys me, because abortions are not specifically for anyone of any race. And I'm not even gonna get too deep into this because I'm just really not in the mood, but yeah. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for words because this is just something. And now, like, in, I think it was Louisiana, they're pretty much going forward with this. And then also, I saw something that, like, you know, those period tracker apps, apparently if you, like, report that you're pregnant and then you have an abortion, it'll rat you out. Like, there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on. And it's really sad because, like I said, I think that the bigger issue to think about is our rights as people. Like, it's almost like these people in the Supreme Courts think of us as lab rats and they're trying to test us and see what we're gonna do. That's really how I look at it, because to be honest with you, do you really think that the United States is that worried about abortions? Because I really don't. There's so much going on in this world. I think that they're doing this to see what we'll do if they try to do some other stuff. Are we going to sit there and let them do this, or are we going to fight? That's my opinion. So again, I would love to hear other opinions about this. And I don't want to hear nothing like, oh, abortions is wrong, it's against God, because that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you facts, opinions aside, why do you think that the government has the right to tell people what to do with their bodies? Okay, that's just my question. It's almost like, and this is nowhere on the scale that we're talking about, but it's like, what if they ban plastic surgery because plastic is bad for the environment? People would be in uproar. Forget it. Are you kidding me? And this is nowhere on the same, like, spectrum, but it's just kind of what I'm getting at is, like, why is that something that should be in the hands of people that are quote-unquote above us, that are managing us or whatever the case is? I hate it. I don't know, man. But let me know what you guys think. See ya.